Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for most of the country, school's already started. But if your school hasn't started, just double check with your school district, because yesterday we were told that there was a mass, I guess, stupid challenge. This is one of the stupidest, most evil, corrupt challenges I've heard of, where on social media, I guess people were urged somehow, there was some sort of a challenge, to threaten your school with a bombing or a shooting so that it closes down and you get a free day. These kids are idiots. I don't know who would have even listened to that, but apparently somebody did, because nationwide they have been grappling with these threats. From what I'm understanding, all of them have been fake. I don't think the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI could take any particularly seriously, although I did just get an alert from local Fox 5 in my neck of the woods that there was a kid that threatened a school who was arrested. I don't know if that was because of this day, this particular day, or a part of the challenge, or something else. So just to kind of recap what happened and where I think we're really vulnerable is, all right, so there's this, I guess, trend going on social media where people are threatening their schools that, oh gosh, you know, they're not saying, hi, I'm Joe Smith and I'm going to threaten your school. It's, I heard there's a bomb threat, there's going to be a bomb threat, there's going to be a shooting, you need to close down, something like that. And then the school reaches out to local authorities and they reach out to FBI, Homeland Security, everybody gets involved. The problem with this is this was mass. I mean, we are talking Chicago, we're talking L.A., we're talking in Mexico City, Missouri, all around the U.S., small cities, big cities, had to deal and look into these threats. And so it was interesting, the Mexico School District, I guess in Missouri there's a city called Mexico. They had put on Facebook, Bulldog Nation, there is a TikTok challenge working its way across the nation that challenges students, people to make bomb threats or school shooting threats for school on December 17th. We are aware of the circulation of this challenge and take all threats seriously. Currently there have been no threats to any of the schools in Mexico. Again, it's the city. With any threat, we encourage students, staff, and parents to report anything they see or hear immediately so administration and law enforcement can investigate. The safety of our students and staff is always the top priority. As a response, in Gasconade County School District, they closed their schools today. Blackfeet Tribe in Montana closed all their schools as well as their offices. So, interestingly, I can't tell you all the schools or school districts. I know LA Unified School District stayed open. But, you know, are we prepared to be dealing with a mass threat like this? How prepared are we? Well, it sounds like because these threats, thank God, weren't anything substantial, looks like we probably handled this pretty well. A school district like the LA Unified School District, which is, I think, the largest in the country, had tweeted they're open. I'll double check to make sure they still are. But they had tweeted, we're going to see you at school tomorrow. You know, but what a lot of the schools did do is up their law enforcement presence, which means while we're already taxed with, you know, police departments that have been defunded, lack of officers and law enforcement because of mandates and COVID and all the other BS that has been going on. On top of everything they have to do, now they have to watch the schools. I don't know if you guys remember Die Hard 3. I forgot what Die Hard 3 was called, but it was the one with Samuel Jackson, and it was where there were these bomb threats in schools, and so the police had to go and evacuate the school, go and try to find the bomb, etc. So, because in New York, pretty significant bomb could take out a big block. And then Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson like, wait a second, this is a decoy. They want all the cops going to the schools so they could then, right? Yeah, I saw the movie. So then they could rob, not Wall Street, the Treasury. I think that's what happened in the movie. So you wonder if these are decoys. It's not that I watched too many Die Hard movies, even though Die Hard is one of my favorite Christmas movies, thank you. It's because you start to wonder if we are so vulnerable to being, in fear, to being distracted. And that's what I wonder COVID was. I wonder if COVID on its mass, we know COVID was a deadly virus. We know COVID, made the rounds, is going to continue to make the rounds, and its origins are still up in question, even though we keep honing in on it was a lab leak because, in China, they leaked SARS before twice, accidentally. So who knows what happened this time around. But it's just, I've been saying this from the beginning. Was this supposed to be a distraction? Look how distracted we are. Government agencies and people working from home. Now all of a sudden, because of Omicron, everyone's like, all right, yeah, work from home. We're not going to make you come back to work. Well, people working from home are playing solitaire. They're taking naps or they're, going shopping. You just wonder if we've been played. And I'm not saying being played in terms of COVID and the vaccine and all that, but if we're being played in terms of you guys are going to deal with this mess. And while you're dealing with this mess, we could do whatever we want to do over here. And who knows, maybe this TikTok challenge wasn't really these good old wholesome American kids. Maybe it was some foreign entity that said, start this. This is the latest thing. This is the coolest thing. You guys will get a day off. Maybe we're being manipulated and being played. And our fear is our biggest vulnerability. Look how scared we were of COVID. And then we completely let our hearts go, our weight go, our students' education go, our crime went through the roof. We let everything go because of COVID. Our fear and our looking like we could be leveled at any minute by something like a cyber threat or hack. That's where we need to really bone up on our defenses in addition to everything else. Just a thought. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I watch a lot of football. But I want to talk to you guys about this because I'm sure even if you don't watch football, you've seen this happen, and it is very, very scary. So yesterday during the Chargers-Chiefs game, it was a fantastic game, except early on there was a very, very scary injury. And Donald Parham Jr., tight end for the Chargers, I thought, you know, caught the first touchdown pass of the game. For the Chargers, looked like a fantastic reception in the end zone, caught the ball, looked like was inbounds, everything was fine, and he falls. And he falls, and he hits his head. Now, when you watch it, you go, ooh, you know, he hit his head, and just not like that. You know, and I mean, we've seen some major, major injuries. I mean, we've seen people just bang into each other. You've even heard the helmets clink, you know. But with this, he didn't seem to run into anybody. He falls. But when he falls, he rolls to his side and immediately brings his arms up. So for those of us in medicine, we were like, oh, God, no. Because that's a form of posturing, or we call it the a fencing sort of position. And it is not a good sign. It could signify, obviously, concussion, possibly brainstem injury. So Parham was on the ground, and he appeared to be out for a period of time. His eyes were closed, see his mouth a little open, and he was still kind of sitting with his arms up, both his arms up. Teammate came over to congratulate him, you know, for, you know, doing as good as he could. I thought it would hold, but apparently because the ball dropped as he fell, it was incomplete, and he didn't respond. And you saw the players immediately look over to get help. Help came, and he was on the ground for a while. While they tried to get him to the vet, the posturing that he had usually doesn't last too long. It could last for seconds, maybe a minute or so. But then when they tried to get him on the backboard, I got a little bit of like, whew, I finally breathed, because apparently you could see him squeeze the fingers and you could see his legs move a little bit. So an injury like that can signify, like I said, you could be paralyzed for life. You could die from brainstem injury or from a severe concussion. But the fact that he could move his hand, the fact he could move his legs was a good sign. But I knew he was still severely injured. We all did, because as they got him onto the stretcher, and they had C-spine precautions, they had his neck immobilized, and while he was on the stretcher, he was shaking. And he was shaking, both his arms were shaking, most of his body you could see, but especially the arms, as they wheeled him out. And he couldn't do the thumbs up, I'm good, sort of thing, like a lot of players do, you know, when their injury is a little less severe. So you knew it was a bad injury. And then, of course, a lot of doctors, you know, myself, I tried to explain, because people are texting, they want to know what's going on, what is this, what you know, what does that mean, what happened, and so, you know, I don't like to diagnose over a television, but there are little clues, and something like that meant there's a concern. Joe Buck was with Troy Aikman, Joy Buck, Fox News sports broadcaster, Hall of Famer. He even though he never played football, but in terms of broadcasting, he now got himself into a poop storm on social media, and he had well intentions. But while they were going back and forth with commercial, people were, you know, concerned. And when you're on air, you feel like the need to fill the dead space. I've been there. A lot of us have been there. So you go off the cuff. You don't go off your notes. I don't usually use notes, as you can tell. But Buck, I'm sure, uses notes, because, you know, Troy Aikman, they speak off the cuff, but you know they have a direction. Well, now this completely changes your show map, and now here you are with an injury. What do you say? So Joe Buck said the last thing we would ever do is speculate about an injury, especially that type. Of course. He said, when you see his arm shaking and his hand shaking on his way out, that's the part that's most unnerving. So, you know, we're scared. We're watching this. So, Joe, and again, his intentions were good, but people are really criticizing him. He goes, I will add this. It is very cold, at least by Los Angeles standards, down on the field. Hopefully that was the issue more than anything else. So, okay, when he said that, all over social media, they're calling him insensitive. I'm looking at a Sports Illustrated article right here. They say it was completely inexcusable. I think people want him fired. And, I mean, you know, in medicine, we many times will, we don't want to lie to anybody. We don't want to minimize something that could be serious. But we always want to give hope. And so one thing that we very commonly do is say, look, I have seen people survive these, you know, these near drownings. Or, you know, we'll tell parents, because we want them to still have that hope, to still pray, to still, you know, not, because again, you know, their child's still alive, or whatever they're possibly going through with their loved one. And well, I'm honest. I never want to lie to a patient. I'm honest. I've seen some people make it through. I don't have to tell them it's 1% versus 10%, but I could be honest and say some. And so we try to find some sort of, you know, piece of hope. So here's Joe Buck saying, look, it is cold. And then people were like, oh, my gosh, why did you even go there? But, you know, and you know, I think I think I bring it up because it just shows that people want to hate. People want to, you know, criticize somebody. People want to, they just always want drama. There always has to be an enemy. There always has to be somebody that you could focus your anger on. So when there is a death in the family, when my father died of a heart attack, one of my family members said, "Let's sue the doctor." They were so angry that my dad died that they wanted to project it onto somebody they could. I'm like, what's the doctor's fault? You know, dad was stubborn as a goat. He wasn't gonna go to the doctor. He wasn't gonna follow any, I'm not gonna support you suing the doctor. I know, I told dad to do stuff and he didn't want to. He's like, leave me alone. You bug me too much. Leave me alone. So if he said any of that to the doctor, you can't sue the doctor. But people will do that. When bad things happen, when scary things happen, one form of grieving, in the stages of grieving, is the anger. And that's a very dangerous stage because that's when people turn angry and they go and either act out on it, and that's a way that they try to cope. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but I have to look up what country this is, but a bunch of monkeys descended on dogs and have killed over 250 dogs by grabbing the dog, taking them up on a building, and throwing the dog over because one of the dogs killed an infant monkey, and the monkeys went after the dogs. All right? Wars have been started because of grieving processes, because of anger. And so, you know, go easy on Joe Buck, all right? Just some good intentions. It's what broadcasters do to try to kind of, you know. But, yeah, it wasn't. What now? So then what was the shaking? Okay? When you saw him shake on the stretcher, that could be shock. That could be a seizure. You know, people were concerned maybe he went into a Pettit Mall seizure when he hit his head. You know, and that's why he was, you know, kind of in that position. Usually, though, it's more of a concussion brainstem injury. But, you know, the shaking could have been, of course, nerve injury, fasciculations, a whole variety of things. So, yeah, I doubt it's because, you know, it was cold. I did find it interesting that they didn't cover him because, you know, usually when I got out of surgery just a couple weeks ago, I started shaking. And they immediately put a blanket in. I mean, you do kind of lose your intrinsic ability to keep your body temperature. And so, you know, a lot of times we will start to warm you up. And that could be it too. Maybe Joe Buck wasn't completely wrong. Maybe it, there was that shock. I would call it shock, but that shivering because you start to lose that lack of maintenance of your. Again, it could be a sign of hypothalamus injury or some sort of injury within the brain. So, you know, everybody wants to know what's going on. We don't have an update. What we did, though, get about an hour after this was the Chargers said that tight end Donald Parham Jr. was currently undergoing tests, imaging, and evaluation for a head injury at UCLA Harbor Medical Center and is in stable condition. So with that, people are like, he's stable. He's good. He's stable. He's good. Well, remember we talked about stable. Okay, stable, that when we talk about conditions, and if I have time, we'll quickly review the conditions. Oh, we don't. Maybe we'll need to do that next. Stable means they're not deteriorating. You could still be critical. You could still be in serious condition. Stable is a calming descriptor so that families, friends, fans know that he's not worsening. But you could be stable, still critically injured, and intensive care. Okay, we'll keep you guys posted when we know more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is now in 39 states and 75 countries. Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky describes how it will affect the U.S. going forward.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
Dr. Walensky saying there's evidence COVID-19 vaccines can make Omicron cases milder or even asymptomatic. The Biden administration saying they will double down on masking, vaccines, and testing. USA Radio News. Schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let me give you guys some updates on Omicron. So when Omicron was, I think, what, 2 days ago, only 2% of the cases, now it is surmised to be at least 20% of the current COVID cases throughout the United States. Hospitalizations are still up. I cannot tell you if those hospitalizations are all Delta or a combo of Delta and Omicron, or if we're starting to see a lot of those cases taken over by Omicron. Remember, the data that is coming through is really lagging behind. The fear and the headlines and the sensationalism of everything is exploding. But we doctors, we patients, you know, we residents would like to kind of know, all right, guys, can you just kind of give us the nitty-gritty so we can be a little bit more aware of what's going on? So when we were told that Omicron is milder, we see it mostly show mild illness especially in those who are vaccinated, there was a disconnect when we heard that hospitalizations were rising in South Africa. And when we heard that hospitalizations, the UK, you know, these countries that have been vaccinated are having a rise in hospitalizations, we have to assume that the Omicron could be participatory in that. And remember I told you, if you follow the CDC data, it's not always about a COVID hospitalization. They also have not only strictly COVID hospitalization and COVID death, but they also now are having COVID and flu, COVID and pneumonia. So we don't have a lot of data right now on what the hell is going on with Omicron. But what we are slowly getting, and it's going to take a while to catch up, is we are seeing that a quote-unquote viral blizzard where looks like Omicron is spreading pretty quickly. I could tell you guys, honestly, just from my neck, you know, I'm licensed in multiple states. I've seen patients online. We have a lot of colds, flu-like illness, people feeling ill, and it sounds like, to me, COVID, mild to moderate. I'm not getting a lot of severe, but then again, telemedicine should not be getting severe cases. Telemedicine should not be getting the chest pains, the shortness of breath. Those should be going to an urgent care or ER, but they do come through. But from what I'm seeing in my neck of the multiple necks of the woods throughout the country, that, yeah, all right, people are getting sick. This is cough, cold, flu season. So if Omicron is going to be the predominant cold, the predominant illness, makes sense. You're going to see a bunch of cases. So for those of you that always get a winter cold, for those of you that always end up, you know, getting sick this time of year, rather than it being rhinovirus or adenovirus or an enterovirus, it's probably going to be a coronavirus. And it might be the Omicron. It might be the Delta. So as we discussed before, one thing that does concern me, even though Omicron seems to be mild in vaccinated individuals, one thing that does concern me is we've rarely had a double wave, where we've had an Omicron and a Delta at the same time. Delta should be leaving, but it never officially left before this Omicron wave came. So as we spoke about yesterday about the recombination, you drop two decks of cards, and then you try to pick them up, and you're too lazy to differentiate them, you get a combined double deck. That's what Omicron and Delta could do within a cell, and then make a super variant. So, Dr. Pavitra Roy Chowdhury tells Daily Mail that Omicron is accounting for close to 20% of the cases right now in Seattle, other cities, and millions of Americans. Dr. Michael Osterholm told CNN that millions of Americans are going to be infected within the coming week. U.S. has had a 31% increase in daily cases, 23% increase in deaths over the past 2 weeks. Connecticut and Maine both suffering increases of about 150%. So if death rates are rising, are those the death rates from the Delta of the people who didn't make it, or is Omicron adding to the insult and injury? These are things that are going to have yet to be, which is why don't just say Omicron's mild. You know, we could still go and kiss and, you know, tongue swap. You know, still kind of, you know, be aware that this is still an infectious time of year. In New York City, 8% of the COVID tests are coming back positive, and the city has emerged as a potential early Omicron outbreak site. 8%, that means 92% of people are getting tested. Why are they getting tested? Are they getting tested for work? Are they getting tested because of mandates? Are they getting tested because they have another cold or illness? So I want to look more into that. If 8%, nearly 8% of their COVID tests are positive, then what else is going on? Now, another thing I suspect, which I told you guys about, is I think Omicron is not being picked up on these tests, these home tests, as quickly. So all of you saying, I took a home test, I'm good. These tests here in New York, I'm good. You might have to retest it day 4, 5, 6, because you might think you're good and it's just taking a while for the test to pick up. Remember, it's a new variant. So, well, apparently the testings that are being done, we're looking at thousands a day in terms of testing. So the labs are trying to catch up. And so with the cases going up now, I think the majority of states have it. We're still waiting for a lot of states to also get their data in. But, you know, on Friday, 93,000 cases were recorded. That was in the UK even. So the nation is now up to 93,000. Again, one of the highest vaccinated countries in the world. So as we know, Omicron has at least, I think, 52 mutations from the virus's original strain, 30 of the spike protein. And so another study has come out saying, guys, full vaccination plus a breakthrough infection builds super immunity. Hence, our hybrid immunity is going to be probably one of the best positions we could be in. Now, I don't want to jinx anything. I've gotten both of the vaccines. I've been around people since the beginning. You know, I'm a physician. I'm around patients that I see for the state. There's a chance that I've obviously come in contact with it. I am very blessed to have not had a bad COVID illness. I don't even think I've had it. Maybe one weekend I might have lost my smell and taste for a day. I don't know. I feel very, very fortunate. But I'm wondering if the reason why I'm fortunate is because I didn't live in a bubble. It's because I was out there. And as I told you, not a very easy thing for us doctors to say. We don't want to tell you guys to go out and get it. You know, these studies coming out like this one, I think coming out of Oregon, you know, talking about this hybrid immunity, having both a natural infection as well as the vaccine. You know, that we don't want people to run out and get it. And as I said early on, weeks ago, people are asking me, how can I just get it? Let me just get it and then have that hybrid immunity. They're not 1,000% wrong, right? I mean, studies keep saying, look, if your body's immune cells, which are some of the smartest things we could never replicate in a lab, can recognize it, if the vaccine can recognize it, you could have this hybrid super immunity. The problem is we just don't know who's going to get the bad, bad COVID. We don't know if this virus is going to affect the brain. How many of you feel brain foggy? How many of you feel like you're forgetting things, you don't, okay? Then you might have been infected with COVID. If at all you have some brain fog, true, we're stressed, true, we're watching a lot of Netflix, you know, I mean, we're on a computer a lot, that could contribute to it. But if you've noticed your memory go down a lot in the last couple of years, it could be because you had COVID. So I don't want anybody getting this on purpose. I really, really don't. But I do agree 1,000% that those people who have natural immunity have and a good element of protection. It might wane, but you cannot reproduce nature. You can't. So, according to Professor of Molecular Microbiology and Immunology at the Oregon Health and Science School of Medicine in Portland, Oregon, Dr. Fikadu Tafasi said the bottom line of the study is that vaccine provides you with foundational immunity for whatever comes next. But they say the increases with natural immunity were substantial. So it's a super immunity. So, you know, getting COVID after the vaccine, that might be this Omicron, like I said, might be a blessing in disguise. I don't want to, you know, have everybody start to, you know, Joe Buck me all over, you know, social media. But, you know, if the experts are saying, look, you know, a mild case might be what helps boost your immunity, you just wonder if maybe this is God's way of kind of helping, you know, increase our immunity. But we're still recommending vaccines. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a topic that has been very, very sluggish to kind of get some attention and focus is what we're doing for our homeless citizens. And in Nevada, we just had some breaking news where they're going to try to make an expanded, I guess, courtyard area that can home at least 80 people, giving them them access to restrooms, showers, meals, counseling, low barrier navigation center so anybody can gain access to the facility. And I mean, it's a start, but we have such a long way to go. Well, joining us next is Traeger Strasberg, TV host and founder of Humble Design. And they're going to talk about what they are doing and what she's doing for the homeless. Traeger, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Great, great. So, you know, God bless you and everything you guys are doing. Tell me about what you're seeing in terms of the homelessness and our homeless population.
Well, definitely the need has grown since we started this in 2009. I moved to Detroit in 2008, and the city was in a pretty poor condition. And while Detroit's numbers of homelessness have gone down, they've actually gone up nationwide. And we're just seeing a larger population moving into their cars. The shelters are completely full, and we all see what's going on the streets outside in our large cities, with tent cities and people sleeping on the street. So it's really become a national emergency.
Yes, and there's nowhere for them to go. They do, you know, even if there is a shelter, they get overrun within a day. It's, you know, it's frustrating. So you started a nonprofit called Humble Design. Tell us about that.
So what we do basically is we furnish homes for families who are leaving the homeless shelter. And our area of expertise is keeping families out of the homeless shelter cycle. So nearly 50%, anywhere between 30 to 50% nationwide of families who get into a home after leaving a homeless shelter go back into homelessness within 12 months. We always think that the end of the story of being homeless is when you get a home, but that really isn't the end of the story. So our statistics are, after helping 7,800 individuals over the last 12 years, that only 1% of our families go back into homelessness. And if we can just create that safety net for families to not return to the cycle of homelessness, then we feel like we're making a difference.
That's fantastic. So what do you think are the driving components? Is it lack of job? Is it mental health? Is it substance use? Is it depression? What do you think is going on?
So with our homeless population, what's really interesting is it's changed my entire idea of what homelessness is. I used to think that homelessness was drug addiction and mental illness, but really, that's what we see out on the outward-facing homelessness on the streets. But what's in our shelters, they're filled with women and children. And a lot of our families have one or two jobs. They just can't make ends meet. Or there's been a death in the family or medical bills that they can't cover. And so really, it is an epidemic of the working class or families who just can't make ends meet. And when you realize that it could be your neighbor, it could be your aunt, it could be your friend, and it is so close to home. Most of this country is one paycheck away from major disaster. And so the thing that we really stress on our website is empathy and dignity for all, because you never know what the person next door is going through.
Absolutely. You have people that flee abusive relationships. You have, there's tons of reasons for people to, you know, yeah. And so how does Humble Design help?
So what we do is, after a family secures housing, and normally when we come in, they're sleeping on the floor. They have made nests with maybe some blankets that they have, but our families really have nothing. And they've left the homeless shelter, sometimes from domestic violent situations where they fled in the middle of the night. Sometimes they just weren't able to take anything with them. When they moved from their house into the homeless shelter, everything was put out onto the curb when they couldn't pay their rent. So what we do is we give them a fresh start. Everything that the family would need to start over, we meet with them, we understand their wants and needs, we treat them like clients, interior design clients. We ask them what they like, we ask them what kinds of things they want to see in their home, what their children like, if there's asthma or they have barriers to education. And then we provide a complete home makeover in one afternoon. Our interior decorators are so gifted at going back to our 5 warehouses around the country, picking out the items that are right for the family. Then we have volunteers from corporations, individuals come down, and in one afternoon we clean and decorate the entire home. So when the kids leave for school in the morning, they leave an empty house where they were sleeping on the floor. And when they come home, it's completely decorated from the top to the bottom, everything that they would need to restart their lives.
I love it. That is like one of the coolest things out there. Now, who are supplying the homes? How are they getting the government? Is it FEMA? Who's supplying the house?
So we have a mixture of clients. We have a lot of Section 8, which is government-aided housing, which runs out in about 18 months. So the families are given a little bit of help to secure their first and last month and maybe some help with their rent for a short amount of time. Also, we have families that work, and sometimes their credit score is so poor that they can't really secure housing on their own. So when you check into a homeless shelter, you're assigned a social worker whose job it is to help you find and secure housing, whether through your own means or through help with the government. Once that housing is secured, that's where we step in.
Well, and, you know, you make a good point. If somebody feels like they're in another shelter, if they don't feel safe, if they don't feel like it's their home, then they don't bond with it, they don't grow with it, they don't maintain it, they don't. So feeling like they helped create their home space working with you guys as a team is a very, very cool and very strong psychological way to come out of that homelessness, shall we speak. I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you. And also, we have a lot of families. You know, average a person who goes back to their abuser seven times before either something tragic happens or they finally leave their abuser. And a lot of times they'll cite the children as the reason, because when they move into their new home, they have nothing. And they have no computer, and they're watching their children sleep on the floor. So when we can provide that whole house full of furniture, it gives them one more reason to not go back.
Exactly. So what's your latest project? What have you been up to?
So we're doing a campaign called No More on the Floor, where we are actually raising the funds. Last year, we were able to get 700 kids into bed, and this year we want to double that. So we want to make sure that we have enough funds that we can provide all the beds that we need for all the children, because we don't believe that any child in this country should be sleeping on the floor. So right now we're in 5 cities, and we furnish 11 homes a week. That means we need a lot of beds and a lot of resources to get those beds into the homes. So we're doing that campaign. We also have a TV show that we did. It aired on the CW, and now it's on BYU TV, and you can watch really our process from beginning to end, and you get to see me ugly cry, which is, you know, a bonus.
Well, you know, it is amazing what you do. It looks like you have helped thousands of families through Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Seattle, San Diego. I guess 2,000th home was celebrated this year. This is fantastic. I love what you do. How can my listeners find out more information, and how can they help you?
Awesome. Well, we're at humblemind.org. And if you visit, we have so much information on the site. If we're in your city, please come down, help us, volunteer, donate your items, donate your hard-earned dollars. And if you're not in our city, you can still participate by finding out online where we are, how to help a family. Corporations can sponsor homes. Individuals can sponsor homes. And if you are able to come down to a home, I promise you it'll change your life. One afternoon's worth of work, and then you get to see your impact and the impact that your hard work has had on one family and changed their life forever.
So true. And it really taps in on our artistic side, too. I love it. Thank you so much, Traeger. We really appreciate what you do. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.